It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Parkins Playoff Show.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
The Chiefs have gone on the road and won in frigid Orchard Park, New York.
For the first time in more than 50 years, the city of Baltimore is going to host the AFC Championship.
Love looking, throws back across his body, over the middle, intercepted. It's picked off. The 49ers are going to win.
And for the second time ever, it can be said, the Detroit Lions are playing for an NFC Championship.
With your host, Danny Parkins, live on the Odyssey app and 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Good morning. It is the Parkins Playoff Show on Championship Sunday. The show is simple. We talk NFL playoffs. I bring on my friends. We take calls. It's your show and mine. The number is 312-644-6767. Robbie Triano producing. Carrington Harrison joins us in an hour. Two excellent games. My preseason Super Bowl pick of Chiefs and Lions is still alive. But if I had to pick a game and an outcome of these two games today, I would pick the Niners and the Ravens. So I'm in a weird spot. I am rooting for the Chiefs and the Lions, but I think as the matchups stand today, the Ravens and the Niners have the better shot. I want to talk about the legacy and the narrative and the media and the fan stuff in a bit because there's a ton of juicy things here. But honestly, these games are so good and so compelling. We're going to start hardcore X's and O's. And this is for the real football fans out there. What's your biggest factor in these games? The thing on the field that you think is going to lead to a team winning or losing. 312-644-6767. I'll give you mine here. We'll start in chronological order, even though it's the better game, even though it feels like the heavyweight title fight of the world, even though it feels, honestly, in some ways like it's the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship game is first. And I want to start with some of the injuries. Because Baltimore is getting the better side of the injury luck in this game. Mark Andrews is back. That means they can play Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews on the field at the same time. That means it's going to be much tougher for the Chiefs to decipher run pass against Baltimore. And they're already one of the toughest teams in the NFL to decipher run pass against because of Lamar Jackson and his incredible athleticism. And Lamar is no longer just a running quarterback. And honestly, he really never was. His second year in the league, he had 36 passing touchdowns. But his from-the-pocket passing numbers this year are incredible. He is a little worse against the blitz than a standard four-man rush. But he is still a well-above-average quarterback against the blitz. So some of the all-time greats, the Bradys and Rodgers and Mahomes, you basically can't blitz them because they get better against the blitz because there's less guy in coverage. They diagnose it so quickly and get rid of the ball so fast. That's not the case for Lamar. So I expect Steve Spagnuolo to blitz. And if you remember just last week in the divisional round against Houston, the first half of that game, DeMeco Ryans was dialing it up, blitzing at a higher percentage than he ever had in his career as a head coach or defensive coordinator, sacked Lamar three times. That game was 10-10 at the half. Now, he was doing that out of a degree of desperation because of the talent discrepancy between Houston and Baltimore. There is a talent discrepancy between Baltimore and Kansas City, but it's obviously significantly smaller, and the Chiefs have the better coach. Ravens have a great coach. Chiefs have a better one. Chiefs have a better quarterback. Ravens have a great one. Chiefs is better. So the margin is definitely smaller. The Chiefs will not go into Baltimore intimidated. The Chiefs will not go into Baltimore too much too soon. But I do expect Spagnuolo to dial up a decent amount of pressure against Lamar Jackson. And the Ravens are just a little healthier. Marlon Humphrey playing. You've got Mark Andrews playing. And on the Chiefs side, Joe Thuney is out, and he is, you know, an $80 million per year. Not per year. That would be impressive. An $80 million contract guard. He's one of the best guards in football. Nick Allegretti, local kid, great story, ton of experience, very physical, very tough player, is replacing him. He had two plays, actually, that went kind of viral in film nerd Twitter last week. Like, he'll get after you, but he's not as good as one of the three best guards in football. And it's a tough opponent with the interior of the Ravens defensive line on the road to not have one of the best guards in the NFL, if not the best guard in the NFL, out for the game. And that speaks then directly to, I would say, there's two main ways offensively that I think the Chiefs need to have some success against the Ravens. Because if people don't know how good this Ravens team is, because on paper, if you are just looking at the counting stats and the record, they actually look like a pretty normal one seed. 13 win regular season, MVP quarterback, blew out a team in the divisional round of the playoffs. That's a pretty standard path to the postseason, right? To the championship Sunday. We see a lot of 13-3 back in the day, 13-4 now, one seeds. But by DVOA, football's war, they're the third best DVOA team of the 21st century. I mean, they are, all four of their losses are by one possession. All four of their losses, they had a lead or were tied with 2 minutes to go. They have nine wins against teams that finished with a winning record by 14 or more points. So they've blown out good teams this year. And their DVOA numbers are just fantastic. It's the type of thing where they are a special team in terms of balance offensively and defensively. So how do the Chiefs beat them? Obviously, Mahomes could be Superman, and he has been Superman. But the X's and O's side of it. Is Travis Kelce going to be a zero in this game? Because he was very good against Miami. He had taken Week 18 off, which was admirable given that he was just single-digit yards away from continuing his consecutive 1,000-yard season streak. Like, that was selfless of him to do to rest up for the playoffs, and it's paid dividends with good games for him against Miami and Buffalo. But Miami had five defensive starters out. Buffalo was playing all backup linebackers last week. So those were relatively soft matchups defensively, and especially against the tight end. Against Baltimore, Patrick Queen, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, middle of the field. that's about as tough as it gets. So I think it is very in play that Kelce, who had stretches of looking old and slow in the regular season, looks old and slow in this game. That's a huge problem for the Chiefs, obviously. And then Isaiah Pacheco was on the injury report with an ankle. He's questionable, but Schefter says he's going to play. The Ravens, their run D ranking is very strong, but their yards per carry against, 26th in the NFL. Teams have not been able to continue to be committed to running the ball against Baltimore because they get down so significantly. So can the Chiefs stay in the game long enough with a backup superstar guard, with a superstar guard out and a backup in, and a main cog running back on a bum ankle, get some explosive plays in the run game, and keep Lamar on the sideline and take advantage there? Because the Chiefs, the last four games, are averaging 137 yards a game on the ground. And the Ravens have the number one defense in the NFL. Chiefs are number two. So the game is excellent for a number of reasons. But I do think that Baltimore is significantly better. And even if you're not a gambler, I just want to tell people how the line has gone this week. 3 for Baltimore, 3.5 for Baltimore, 4 for Baltimore, and then in the last 24 hours, Circa, which is now here in Illinois, download the Circa app today, they were the first book to hang 4.5, and they're the sharpest book out there. They are begging for Chiefs bets. All the sharp money, the people that are good at this, are betting Baltimore. And then the public, the Joes, the fans, are betting the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes is an underdog. And by the way, I get it. Patrick Mahomes is an underdog is an auto bet. Has been. I've said that on the air. His record, he's as an underdog in the NFL, he's been an underdog 11 times. He's won, I believe, 8 of the games straight up, covered 9 of them. He's ridiculous. So, it's Mahomes magic. It's playoff pedigree. It's coach quarterback advantage. It's narrative stuff. Like, I get why betting Mahomes is an attractive thing. But the sharpest book in the world is begging for Chiefs money because they take a bunch of sharp action and they don't limit people, and they're all hammering the Ravens. So that's why I think Baltimore's going to win. I think it's just too in play. That they're too healthy. The gamblers are telling me to. The matchup for Kelce is not a good one. And the Chiefs have been very good on the ground recently. Ravens very good overall. Are gettable. But Pacheco a little banged up, Tooney out, makes me concerned about the Chiefs' ability to do it. Again, your biggest X factor for the games, 312-644-6767. That's the AFC. NFC side of the coin. This is a little bit more quarterback-based analysis. But neither of these quarterbacks are as good as the AFC Championship game. It's like, I know Mahomes is going to play well. He's got the record right now for consecutive playoff games without an interception. Lamar has been arguably the best player in football this year, as evidenced by the fact that he's going to win his second unanimous MVP. Goff and Purdy got some questions. Purdy basically has one good playoff game on his resume, and it was the Seattle game, the divisional round last year, and he threw multiple interceptable balls in the first half that Seattle dropped. Purdy is not a good playoff performer. Not the biggest body of work, but he was awful last week. You could say that was the rain, but he was good numbers against Seattle, but if you watched the game, you knew that that could have been way worse. Bad against Dallas, injured, than the Packer game last week. Purdy has not been good in the postseason. Lions defense obviously is not very good, but they do force a lot of negative plays. They gamble, they take risks to try to sack the quarterback, to try to turn the quarterback over. Will Purdy play clean football for four quarters? That is obviously a question based on his talent level and what we saw last week. And on the other side, Jared Goff has been spectacular. When Jared Goff gets a clean pocket, he's one of the most deadly quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's been very good in the postseason this year. But the two games that they've played, Bucks and Rams, at home in the dome, he has some pretty stark home road turf grass splits. Here are Jared Goff's numbers this year, indoors v. outdoors. Indoors, nearly 3,000 passing yards, completing 69% of his passes at 8 yards per attempt with 23 touchdowns against 8 picks for a passer rating of 104. All right, that's indoors. Outdoors, 1,600 passing yards, 64% completion percentage, 7 yards per attempt, and here it gets interesting, 7 touchdowns, 4 picks, passer rating of 88. So 23 touchdowns indoors, 7 outdoors. Passer rating drops from 104 to 88. That is a significant indoor-outdoor split for Jared Goff. If you want to just do home and away, at home he's got 19 touchdowns against 6 picks. Away he's got 11 touchdowns against 6 picks. He's been sacked 18 times on the road, 12 at home. Passer rating of 108 at home, 89 on the road. Completion percentage is about 5 points better at home v. road. So Goff is good. The Lions are good. But Goff at home is excellent. Goff on the road is less than that. So I think that's a huge factor in the game. Like, if Goff comes out and drives down the field, 75-yard drive, touchdowns, 6 of 7 passing, it's like, okay, that's not showing up in this game. Excellent. But that's a real thing. Then, another X's and O's point. The Niners are very stout against the run. They give up less than 90 yards rushing per game. The Lions average over 135 on the ground per game. The Niners gave up 100-plus to Aaron Jones last week. Who wins that matchup? Like, do the Lions run on San Francisco? If they run on them, Goff is an excellent play-action quarterback. The Niners' D-line has been disappointing in terms of pass rush. They gave Armstead a ton of money. Obviously, they have Bosa. They trade for Chase Young. They've made a massive investment in the defensive line. And pass rush, it has not been good. Run defense, it's been very good. So, can they run the ball against the Niners on the road, on grass, to enough of a level where the play action for Goff is effective and he is protected? And which one of those two things breaks? Does Montgomery and Gibbs outrush what Aaron Jones did last week? Or does it end up being more of a standard Niners play with a lead? Lions have to get a little bit too predictable. Lions have to abandon the run. Then I think the things could get ugly. So those are my biggest X factors for the NFC Championship game on the field. Both quarterbacks are unknown commodities, or I should say uncertain. We know who they are. I don't know how Purdy is going to show up in the postseason, and I don't know how Goff is going to show up on the road and on grass. And the running game for Detroit is necessary in order to maximize Goff, and the Niners have been very good with it. Debo playing, by the way, is obviously massive for San Francisco. Purdy's numbers with Debo are significantly better. He's one of the toughest guards in the entire league. So obviously, Debo not even being on the injury report and being a full go at practice on Friday is significant for the Niners. That deserves mention. And then AFC Championship game, I think it's in play that Kelsey's a zero because of Baltimore. The odds makers are begging you to take Kansas City. I'm not going to oblige. And the Ravens are healthier. So that's how I handicap the games. I think ultimately Niners are too much for the Lions defense and the Ravens are just too good for the Chiefs, and that Kelsey's going to be a non-factor. I do think the AFC Championship game is going to be pretty low scoring, like a 19-13 type of game. Somewhere in there, 19-16, 21-16. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I'd be surprised if that one was a shootout. Definitely think the NFC Championship game can go over, like 35-28 type of game. The legacy stuff, what's on the line for these teams with wins and losses, is pretty epic and pretty all-time and will elicit some pretty amazing names. Give it to you coming up. Parkins Playoff Show on the Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
With the Chiefs in the shotgun, moving from left to right. Mahomes looks at a four-man front. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, running back block. Mahomes winds up, long pass, far side, backpedaling, spinning touchdown catch at the goal line. Kelsey, he could not have been more wide open. A touchdown reception by the spinning all-pro tight end of 21 yards. And the Chiefs have taken their first lead tonight. 3.5 to play in the half.
We're back live with more of the Parkins Playoff Show with your host, Danny Parkins, live on the Odyssey app and 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Talking Championship Sunday and the lines are open, 312-644-6767. We'll get to some calls in just a bit. I love this text, by the way. A lot of great thoughts and stats, but I would never bet against Mahomes. I tried that against Brady a few times. It didn't go good for me. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Like, that is a real thing. Like, he's awesome. He's incredible, like, historic as an underdog. And he's an underdog here. And he is the new Brady. So I want to talk a little legacy stuff here. We came out with the Kelsey highlight. You're going to see this one early in the broadcast. Travis Kelsey is 7 catches away from passing someone for most postseason catches of all time. Not Rob Gronkowski for most tight end catches of all time in the postseason. No, no, no. Someone. And you know who that someone is. That's right. Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice is like Wilt Chamberlain. Like every stat in the NBA that is a counting scoring stat, you're like, okay, well, there's Wilt Chamberlain. That's Jerry Rice for receiving stats in the NFL. Travis Kelce, 7 catches from most all-time in the postseason. That's pretty insane. Mahomes can get his 14th playoff win. He's 13-3. 14 playoff win. That would tie some guys that you've probably heard of. Steve Young, Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, and Peyton Manning for third most all-time. Only Montana and Brady are ahead of him. Montana has 16. This would be Mahomes' 14th. Brady, he still has some time. Brady's got 35, which is just insane. But Mahomes already has the most playoff wins of any player in NFL history under 30, and he's 28. So anything else he gets this year, he adds to that record, and anything he gets next year, he adds to that record. So there's a real scenario where Patrick Mahomes is the second most winning playoff quarterback ever, passing Joe Montana next year under 30, doing all of it. Completely insane. We can take a pause here at 312-644-6767, then I'll go through some of the other legacy stuff that's on the line. John in Barrington, good morning. You're on the Parkins Playoff Show on The Score.
Good morning, Danny. A couple of things that have been driving me nuts listening to all the talk. Number one is all the Mahomes fanboydom passing his analysis on the game. And then the other is...
Hold on a second. Let's take it one by one.
Sure.
What is there not to be impressed with Pat Mahomes?
The fact that he's not one who can have a bad game or get pressured into a less than Mahomes by a top in defense.
When have we seen that?
Well, he's got three playoff losses there you talked about, right?
Yeah, two of them to Tom Brady and one to Joe Burrow in overtime.
So I'm just saying.
So your argument is because he's not undefeated in the postseason, he can be bad?
I'm saying he can be beaten.
Of course he can be beaten.
He's only on the field half the time, number one.
I just picked him to lose today, John. Of course he can be beaten.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, that's an okay. So what you're talking about is analysis. There's a lot of guys who say, I'm not betting against Mahomes. And those guys are being paid as pundits to say stuff like that. And to me, that's not analysis.
But I gave you his record,
right,
as an underdog.
Good.
He is 10-1-1 against the spread as an underdog.
And that still has nothing to do with could Baltimore pressure him out of the game today or put a blanket on Kelsey, and then they become one-dimensional and beatable.
Well, yeah, agreed. But, I mean, I mentioned Roquan and Patrick Queen and Hamilton and why this is a tough matchup for Kelsey and why I'm picking Baltimore. And I said all of those things. But, okay, go on.
Right. So my point was that's analysis. I like that. I don't like guys who are paid to give their opinion and say, I'm not betting against Mahomes because he's so good. I don't think that's
I mean, fair enough, but I mean, honestly, with him, that's not terrible analysis because historically he is the best ever. But yeah,
I mean, he's very good. He's a worthy opponent.
I agree. That is a masterclass in understatement, John. Yeah, he is a worthy opponent.
You've seen the stat about Baltimore is one of three teams that has. It's a combination of rushing and defense stats that only the Bears and the 72 Dolphins share together. So you've seen that stat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, so, why I'm picking Baltimore.
Me too. And so the other thing that was bugging me this week are all of the paid pundits who are quoting the line as being some form of analysis on what the outcome of the game should be when it's really what Vegas uses to get equal money on both sides of the line.
That is a fallacy, actually. The sharp sports bettors set the line. Vegas is willing to take a position on a game and have a not 50-50 outcomes on a line if they're with the sharp bettors. They do it all the time. That is actually a fallacy.
That's a risk-taking position then, right?
Yeah, but
they're taking risks when they do that, right?
Yeah, they're professional risk assessors. That is literally their job.
Well, some books simply want an equal amount of money on the line so that they take, you know, their profit is the big.
I understand. I understand that that is a convention, John. I appreciate the call. That I understand that that is a conventional thought process. That if it's 50-50 on both sides, the book will always win because they get the vig. But sharp sports bettors set the line. That's what happens. Books open a line, and then where the smart sharp bettors bet it to is where it is. And what's happening right now? I mean, there's a Jeff Benson, I believe, who's like one of the top. He's like the top risk analysis guy at Circa, who does great media stuff. He's been on The Score. He's been on Joe Ostrowski's stuff with BetQL a bunch, saying like we're begging for Chiefs action here because the sharp bettors are doing it on the Ravens and the public's doing it on the Chiefs, which is why they moved that number up to 4.5. So that's there. But I mean, Mahomes. Mahomes is 13-3 in the postseason with 38 touchdowns and 7 picks. Think about that. He's played 16 games. That's a full regular season with over 4,500 passing yards, 38 touchdowns and 7 picks. Mahomes would have the best season a Bears quarterback has ever had by 600 passing yards and 9 passing touchdowns, and he's done it all in playoff games against good teams, good defenses, and all that. Like, saying he's good or he's a worthy opponent is pretty minimizing, frankly. In spectacular fashion. Oh, I don't even want to do this, Robbie. Okay. I mean, it made waves last week. I have no interest in this getting clipped again, but go ahead. Bob in Downers Grove's on the screen. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny. I have no interest in getting clipped again, but you played it like 3 times over the week, dude.
We played it once on the show, and then they aggregated it for the internet. Yeah, you're right. It was in Tanny's Open. You're right. So it did get played there too. You're right.
Tanny did say I won 2-0. I will say that offhand.
Yeah, no. Congratulations on your win.
I will say that I am totally with you on the Patrick Mahomes. Absolutely superstar stuff, because those stats are gaudy enough, but if you've watched the way he did it, like how many just insane plays has he made where you're just like, no way he could do that type of thing. Like it's unbelievably impressive, I'll say that, right?
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, one of the most impressive games he's ever played was when he got blown out in that Super Bowl by Tampa when all of his offensive linemen were hurt, and he was just throwing the ball while he's horizontal to the field and hitting guys in their helmet, and he's insane. But go ahead, Bob.
He is insane. Anyway, today, you know, I had the Ravens 2 weeks before the season to win the AFC. I had Dallas to win the NFC, so I'm a little embarrassed about that. But today, the most important thing in the San Francisco Detroit game is. Christian McCaffrey. Like, I think it's going to be pretty high scoring, but McCaffrey, I think, is playing pretty out of his mind right now and kind of unstoppable. But you're right about Goff. If you keep Goff clean in that pocket, he's pretty good. Like, I mean, he's, you know, I think he gets kind of a bad rap over the thing. I don't think he's nearly as shaky as people make it seem, but the other one's going to be good. I think Baltimore is going to win. I have a long shot bet. My long shot score is 35-10.
Oh, wow. Blowout fashion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that when Pacheco can get it going, Kansas City's good. But, you know, Mahomes is having a rough year, his roughest year. I mean, he's still obviously Mahomes. But what, he's 31st with completed air yards per attempt, 2.7. And he's number one in the league by like 20% with 2,500 yards after catch. And Baltimore, that plays right into their game. They're just going to lock down Pacheco.
So, all right, Bob.
What about this?
Okay.
Hold on, I got a bet, Dan. I got a long shot. It's
all right.
Lamar under 215. Lamar anytime touchdown. Kansas City under 13. Baltimore plus minus 9.5 plus 1950.
Oof. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I think it's tough, though, and I appreciate the call. You also said that you thought that they could score 35. I think it's tough for Lamar to go under 215 if you think they're going to score that many points. I do think that strikes me as a little unlikely. But he was under, I mean, he was, what, 150-something passing last week with the anytime touchdown. I do think that he'll run. I think both quarterbacks rushing yardage over is actually not a terrible play today, just because I think that both of these defenses are pretty damn good. So the secondary stuff, the off-schedule stuff to run is definitely in play. I've got a little bet on Mahomes' over rushing yardage props. I think he'll be running for his life a little bit with Thuney out. But want to talk about the coaching legacy stuff. Lines are open, 312-644-6767. What's on the line for Andy Reid, for Jared Goff, for John Harbaugh? There's a lot at play here that is legitimately fascinating when you talk about some of these guys in Hall of Fame candidacies and just megastars within the NFL. It's the Parkins Playoff Show on The Score.
We're back live with more of the Parkins Playoff Show with your host, Danny Parkins, live on the Odyssey app and 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Parkins Playoff Show. We'll talk to Carrington Harrison in 15 minutes. He does afternoons in Kansas City. He hosts nationally for Mad Dog Sports Radio. He has Patrick Mahomes on every single week. My old co-host when I worked there. Love talking football and playoffs and Chiefs and Ravens with him. So the lines are open, though. Parkins Playoff Show, 312-644-6767. So Texter says it's hard to compare playoff numbers with older guys because there are more games per year now, so it doesn't take as long to build up wins and stats. Fair enough. That is, I mean, the playoffs have been expanded very recently now to seven, and there is a wild card, but like, we can at least compare him to Brady, right? You know, I just, there still was divisional round, conference championship, Super Bowl, then they had the wild card. If you want to talk about like the counting stats of the regular season, when Jim Brown played in an era when there were like 12 and 14 regular season games and now there's 17, okay, fine, but never been that few postseason games. So like that actually brings up an interesting one with Jared Goff. So Jared Goff can join, if he wins this game today. First of all, Ian Rappaport was reporting, and I talked about it a little bit during the week. We also talked about it on First and Pod, which you should subscribe, rate, and review if you dig me talking NFL that isn't just the Bears. First and Pod is the name. If Goff wins, modern era quarterbacks, like modern era quarterbacks who have taken two teams to a Super Bowl, pretty good list. Peyton Manning, who won a Super Bowl with multiple teams. Tom Brady, who won a Super Bowl with multiple teams. Kurt Warner, who went to a Super Bowl with multiple teams. And Jared Goff. That would be the list. Rappaport reported today that the Lions are expected to enter into contract extension talks with Goff in the offseason. They will pay him a boatload of money because he has earned a boatload of money. If I was Jared Goff's agent, I would say, why should my guy get a dollar less than Dak Prescott? The counting stats have been the same, and the winning has been better in the postseason. So, I think he's going to get $250 million. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. So, Goff's got, he can join that club, and he can have a signature playoff win on the road ahead of contract negotiations. But even if they lose 35-10, Goff's going to get paid by Detroit. But I do think it could help him. These two things are pretty cool as we talk about legacy stuff that's on the line today on Championship Sunday. John Harbaugh has 12 career postseason wins. He can break a tie with Bill Cowher and Tom Coughlin and tie Mike Holmgren for seventh. All right, that's cool. Move up the list. Kyle Shanahan would get his eighth career postseason win. That would tie him with Mike Shanahan. How about that? Kyle Shanahan can tie his father with a win today. Most postseason wins ever. Of course, the big story is Andy Reid, who already is in front of Tom Landry for second all-time in postseason wins with 24. He's still significantly behind Belichick. Belichick's got 31. But I don't know if you've noticed, Bill Belichick didn't get a job. And it looks like he's going to TV. And Andy Reid's got Patrick Mahomes. Like, everyone thinks that Belichick's going to come back eventually to go chase down Don Shula for winning his coach ever. And he probably will. But you shouldn't don't stay on the sideline too long, Bill. Because Andy Reid, what's the number? Robbie, can you look it up? How many consecutive seasons does Andy Reid have 11 wins or more? It's something crazy. I just don't want to give you the wrong number, but I know the stat, but it's escaping me right. I think it's like half a dozen seasons or something insane. Like he is going to, if Bill does decide, oh, I like making eight figures from TV and not coaching and chilling, he's going to get passed by Andy Reid quickly. So, yeah, it's nine. Nine straight seasons of 11 wins or more for Andy Reid. That's crazy, man. Because it's six straight with Mahomes and then three straight with Alex Smith. Whew. He's coming for you, Bill, both on the postseason number and the regular season number. Let's squeeze in one more call before we go to Carrington Harrison. Joe is in Beverly. He's on the Parkins Playoff Show. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, this week you were talking about how the Niners were trying to sign Tom Brady to be the starting quarterback, you know, in 2023, yeah, this past year. And yep, then a year ago at this time, the Niners were trying to sign Phillip Rivers to be the quarterback for the Super Bowl if they would have won the NFC Championship. So why are we supposed to believe in the Niners and Brock Purdy if Kyle Shanahan clearly does not?
Great question, man. I don't. Is the simplest answer to your question. I think that Purdy is good. I think that Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that Purdy has some throws that shock me on the positive side, but he throws a lot of interceptable balls that are dropped, and he has not been good in the postseason. So while I think Detroit's defense is bad enough, frankly, that Purdy should have a pretty good game today, especially with Debo healthy and all of the weapons that he has and rain not being in the forecast. Like I expect Purdy to play significantly better than he did last week. I think that there's a world where the Niners win the Super Bowl and they move on from Brock Purdy. Now, if he has 300 passing yards and four touchdowns in each of the next two games, that is much less likely. But they have, like you said, flirted with Brady, flirted with Rivers, moved on from Garoppolo, traded three first-round picks for Trey Lance. Like they are trying to upgrade at quarterback and have been consistently. The players all say the right things about Purdy, just like the players all say the right things about Justin. But that's not what John Lynch and Ryan Poles need to take most into account. If you can upgrade at the most important position in team sports, you do it. But Purdy could go a long way to changing that narrative. More so, frankly, in the Super Bowl, if he gets either the Chiefs or the Ravens, just given the caliber of their defenses. I think that there would still be some, I've seen him beat up on bad teams before with his super team at home. But he goes out there and dominates in an NFC Championship game, which he wasn't able to really play in last year because of the injury. Obviously, that would be massive for Purdy stating his case that he should be the Niners quarterback of the future. Obviously. Carrington Harrison does afternoons in Kansas City. He hosts nationally. He's one of my good buddies. We will talk. Is this the worst team Mahomes has ever carried? Is this the best team they've played in the postseason? Or is it an underrated Chiefs team because of their running game and their defense? We're going to try to put this in context of the modern dynasty with Carrington next on The Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back live with more of the Parkins Playoff Show with your host, Danny Parkins, live on the Odyssey app and 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Parkins Playoff Show. We'll talk to Carrington Harrison in 15 minutes. He does afternoons in Kansas City. He hosts nationally for Mad Dog Sports Radio. He has Patrick Mahomes on every single week. My old co-host when I worked there. Love talking football and playoffs and Chiefs and Ravens with him. So the lines are open, though. Parkins Playoff Show, 312-644-6767. So, Texter says it's hard to compare playoff numbers with older guys because there are more games per year now, so it doesn't take as long to build up wins and stats. Fair enough. That is, I mean, the playoffs have been expanded very recently now to seven, and there is a wild card, but, like, we can at least compare them to Brady, right? You know, I just... There still was divisional round, conference championship, Super Bowl. Then they had the wild card. If you want to talk about like the counting stats of the regular season, when Jim Brown played in an era when there were like 12 and 14 regular season games, and now there's 17, okay, fine. But never been that few postseason games. So like that actually brings up an interesting one with Jared Goff. So Jared Goff can join... If he wins this game today, first of all, Ian Rappaport was reporting, and I talked about it a little bit during the week. We also talked about it on First and Pod, which you should subscribe, rate, and review if you dig me talking NFL that isn't just the Bears. First and Pod is the name. If Goff wins, modern era quarterbacks who have taken two teams to a Super Bowl, pretty good list. Peyton Manning, who won a Super Bowl with multiple teams. Tom Brady, who won a Super Bowl with multiple teams. Kurt Warner, who went to a Super Bowl with multiple teams. And Jared Goff. That would be the list. Rappaport reported today that the Lions are expected to enter into contract extension talks with Goff in the offseason. They will pay him a boatload of money because he has earned a boatload of money. If I was Jared Goff's agent, I would say, why should my guy get a dollar less than Dak Prescott? The counting stats have been the same, and the winning has been better in the postseason. So I think he's going to get $250 million. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. So Goff's got, he can join that club, and he can have a signature playoff win on the road ahead of contract negotiations. But even if they lose 35-10, Goff's going to get paid by Detroit. But I do think it could help him. These two things are pretty cool as we talk about legacy stuff that's on the line today on Championship Sunday. John Harbaugh has 12 career postseason wins. He can break a tie with Bill Cowher and Tom Coughlin and tie Mike Holmgren for seventh. All right, that's cool. Move up the list. Kyle Shanahan would get his eighth career postseason win. That would tie him with Mike Shanahan. How about that? Kyle Shanahan can tie his father with a win today. Most postseason wins ever. Of course, the big story is Andy Reid, who already is in front of Tom Landry for second all-time in postseason wins with 24. He's still significantly behind Belichick. Belichick's got 31. But I don't know if you've noticed, Bill Belichick didn't get a job. And it looks like he's going to TV. And Andy Reid's got Patrick Mahomes. Like, everyone thinks that Belichick's going to come back eventually to go chase down Don Shula for winning his coach ever. And he probably will. But you shouldn't don't stay on the sideline too long, Bill. Because Andy Reid, what's the number? Robbie, can you look it up? How many consecutive seasons does Andy Reid have 11 wins or more? It's something crazy. I just don't want to give you the wrong number, but I know the stat, but it's escaping me right. I think it's like half a dozen seasons or something insane. Like he is going to, if Bill does decide, oh, I like making eight figures from TV and not coaching and chilling, he's going to get passed by Andy Reid quickly. So, yeah, it's nine. Nine straight seasons of 11 wins or more for Andy Reid. That's crazy, man. Because it's six straight with Mahomes and then three straight with Alex Smith. Whew. He's coming for you, Bill, both on the postseason number and the regular season number. Let's squeeze in one more call before we go to Carrington Harrison. Joe is in Beverly. He's on the Parkins Playoff Show. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
Good, man.
This week you were talking about how the Niners were trying to sign Tom Brady to be the starting quarterback, you know, in 2023, yeah, this past year. And yep, then a year ago at this time, the Niners were trying to sign Phillip Rivers to be the quarterback for the Super Bowl if they would have won the NFC Championship. So why are we supposed to believe in the Niners and Brock Purdy if Kyle Shanahan clearly does not?
Great question, man. I don't. Is the simplest answer to your question. I think that Purdy is good. I think that Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that Purdy has some throws that shock me on the positive side, but he throws a lot of interceptable balls that are dropped, and he has not been good in the postseason. So while I think Detroit's defense is bad enough, frankly, that Purdy should have a pretty good game today, especially with Debo healthy and all of the weapons that he has and rain not being in the forecast. Like, I expect Purdy to play significantly better than he did last week. I think that there's a world where the Niners win the Super Bowl and they move on from Brock Purdy. Now, if he has 300 passing yards and four touchdowns in each of the next two games, that is much less likely. But they have, like you said, flirted with Brady, flirted with Rivers, moved on from Garoppolo, traded three first-round picks for Trey Lance. Like, they are trying to upgrade at quarterback and have been consistently. The players all say the right things about Purdy, just like the players all say the right things about Justin. But that's not what John Lynch and Ryan Poles need to take most into account. If you can upgrade at the most important position in team sports, you do it. But Purdy could go a long way to changing that narrative. More so, frankly, in the Super Bowl, if he gets either the Chiefs or the Ravens, just given the caliber of their defenses. I think that there would still be some. I've seen him beat up on bad teams before with his super team at home. But he goes out there and dominates in an NFC Championship game, which he wasn't able to really play in last year because of the injury. Obviously, that would be massive for Purdy stating his case that he should be the Niners quarterback of the future, obviously. Carrington Harrison does afternoons in Kansas City. He hosts nationally. He's one of my good buddies. We will talk. Is this the worst team Mahomes has ever carried? Is this the best team they've played in the postseason? Or is it an underrated Chiefs team because of their running game and their defense? We're going to try to put this in context of the modern dynasty with Carrington next on The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.